FM 90.3 WJTL, Shane and Shane. That is Creed. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday, 7:04.
Today is the National Day of Prayer. It's the first Thursday in May. It's a designated day of prayer all across the country. This year's theme is Pour Out to the God of Hope and Be Filled. Prayer and worship events are happening throughout the region, including a corporate gathering that begins at 6:15 p.m. at Lancaster Bible College. Details about this and other local events can be found at lancasterndp.com. You can also tune in to the national broadcast, which is happening at 8 p.m. at nationaldayofprayer.org.
This morning, our very special guest, Ashton Beers, is with us. She's the senior foster care caseworker at Kobe's Family Services. Good morning, Ashton.
Good morning.
And off the air, we've done the Lancaster County thing of making sure we know how we're related, who we know. You're a former LBC student, a graduate of LBC. So
yes, that's correct.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
I'll give a shout out to my husband. Yes, Luke. He's a great support, and he's definitely someone that helps me as I'm sharing about Kobe's in the work and just how involved and taxing it can be, but also rewarding. He's a great support as I walk that journey and try to serve my clients well.
Awesome. Tell us about Kobe's, what you guys do. Yeah. You have offices in Lancaster.
Yeah, we sure do. So Kobe's is a human services nonprofit, and we have services in the realm of foster care, adoption, counseling, family life services. And like you already mentioned, we do have several offices throughout Lancaster, and we serve the Lancaster region, but also the surrounding region as well.
And there's a big need for foster families right now. Tell us about that.
Yes, there's a huge need for foster families. So as everybody who's listening probably knows, our stories can be really complex. And so there are some people in our community, though, whose stories maybe are more complex than what ours are. So there's a lot of families that could be experiencing housing struggles, cycles of trauma, poverty, cases of abuse. And so with those stories and the complexity of them, the needs can be kind of complex. And so there is a great need for foster families to walk alongside kids and their parents as they're navigating various struggles. And so with that great need and that great challenge comes an opportunity for the listeners and just for folks who follow the Lord or who may not follow the Lord to step into these stories and really infuse hope.
Yeah.
So
if folks are interested in becoming a foster family, what would be the first step they would take?
Yeah, so they could reach out. They could go to our website and go to www.kobes.org/fostering to get connected with us. And then we could walk them through that process of getting connected. We would, you know, really do an in-depth look at the family, do some training. We really want to make sure that we're equipping the families that we work with well to serve and meet those complex needs of the children and the families who are struggling with hardship.
When you talk about the needs in our area, do you have any kind of numbers, or can you give us any kind of idea about how many kids are in need of families to walk alongside them?
I don't have any specific numbers at this time, but I can tell you that there's a lot of calls that we have to turn away in our referral department because we don't have a family to meet that specific need and to take that child in. So there is just a great need for people to step in and step up tangibly and provide hope in those situations.
And do you have any stories that you could share with us maybe about how, you know, things have impacted local families or the local scene that you're dealing with at Kobe's?
Mm-hmm, of course. I think, obviously, I can't share super in-depth because of the privacy of the people that I work with, but it is really cool to see Kobe's as a whole. We have different departments and we all have different roles, but it's awesome when we can see families and kids impacted by the different work that we do, whether that's counseling, foster care, adoption, and just seeing kind of the mindset shift. A lot of people come to us when they're in a very vulnerable space in a time where they don't have hope. So just seeing a child go from being super unsure about themselves and what their future looks like to seeing kind of the wheel spin and them go, oh, okay, like there is hope for the future because someone believes in me or someone is standing alongside me. I'm not alone. So that is something that really motivates me to keep going, is to just show up. And if all I do that day is show a child or a parent that they're not alone, I had a successful day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Check it out online, cobys.org, C-O-B-Y-S.org. You could / fostering if you want to check it out, or there's links there. We invite you to do that. We're going to talk with Ashton Moore coming up, so stick around. Switchfoot on the way, and much more music too.